Welcome back to another episode of Bitch Radio. I'm Sherston Johnson, the web content manager and senior editor at Bitch Media, and today we're going to be discussing the film Pink Ribbons, Inc., which is a documentary that's coming out this spring from Canada. The producer is Ravita Din, and the director is Leah Poole, who has done a couple other documentaries. And basically, it's based on the book Pink Ribbons, Inc., Breast Cancer and the Politics of Philanthropy by Samantha King. And the documentary basically follows some of the larger breast cancer awareness corporations, like the Susan G. Komen Foundation and the Avon Foundation, and looks at both advocates for those foundations, as well as a lot of focus on people who see a lot of problems within those organizations, such as hypocrisy with their co-sponsors, questioning where the money raised from these huge events is going, and just all around wondering if this is the best solution for finding a cure to breast cancer. So we just watched it, and with me today are
Julie Falk, Executive Director at Bitch Media.
I'm Rachel Toback, I'm the library intern.
And Ashley McAllister, the library director.
So starting off, what was maybe like the thing that struck you the most about the movie?
It was scary. That was my first takeaway, is that they had really ominous music and foreboding sequences that made the kind of created a sort of eeriness throughout the movie. And I was really struck by that decision to have that tone.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting contrast, because one of the things the movie brings up is just the relentless optimism of, you know, these pink foundations that focus on hope and optimism and surviving, quote unquote. And so maybe it was like a very deliberate move to make
you uncomfortable when the pink ribbons are supposed to make you comfortable. It succeeded in making me uncomfortable.
I guess I had never made the connection between the foundations that raise all this money and the corporations that put those ribbons on everything. For some reason, I kind of just thought that they weren't connected. Like, the big names that you know, and then, like, the yogurt, for example, or, like, the cars. That was a new thing that I learned from that movie, that they were so connected.
Yeah, I was struck by there's so much momentum right now to find a cure for breast cancer. And it was just, it's really sad to just think about how there's so many people out there who've been affected by it, who've had it, who are devoted to raising money to cure it, and then the money is going towards, like, so little of the money that they're raising is actually going towards finding a cure, or, like, only, I guess they said in the movie, only 5% of that money is going towards research for prevention. Yeah, I liked that about the movie, like, the focus on, like, why aren't we talking about prevention? Instead, creating, like, a drug that you could take once you've got breast cancer to, like, help you live longer, which I think just spoke to, like, how much, like, the pharmaceutical industry and these huge corporations are, like, tied into this. We have all these people that want to help cure it, and we're, like, we don't have the right, like, avenues to go.
I was really curious about who the target audience for the movie was, because for maybe environmentalists who haven't thought a lot about breast cancer, maybe that isn't their focus of activism, I think it would be a really engaging movie. But for people who've thought a lot about these issues, I'm not sure how much new it would bring to the table. And then for people who are engaged in and interested in finding a cure, like women who have participated in Walk for the Cures, I think they might feel really alienated by this movie, because I felt uncomfortable about the representations of the women who are participating in these huge events and the walks and the parades and the rallies for the cure. So I wonder, you know, if there were people who were feeling, you know, maybe like, I really want to help in some way, but I'm not exactly satisfied with my participation in these walks. How might they react to this film? I'm not sure. I almost felt like that the people that were shown were almost made to look foolish. Mm-hmm. You see women who are cheerleading, they're dancing to music, they're covered in plastic crap, some of them. I mean, there's balloons, there's hats, there's necklaces, and the way that it's filmed, it's kind of like, to me, it's sort of showing, look how silly these people are being. And then you see scenes of women applying, you know, pink nail polish and getting spray tattoos of the pink ribbon. And you know the implication is maybe these things are toxic and contributing to breast cancer. So these people must be really ignorant to not be thinking about these things. And I was disappointed with that depiction of the women who were participating, and also didn't feel like the audience was engaged in any way in what to do with the enormous enthusiasm and energy that millions of women are bringing to this cause.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The movie brings to light sort of this pink washing / brainwashing, but you can't deny, like, watching this footage that many people, like, this is really important to them, and going to these walks is an important part of their life and is probably empowering. And it's we don't know what to do with that information.
Part of the reason it was so disturbing and part of the reason they seemed so naive and foolish is because they had these incredibly articulate, knowledgeable women who were speaking. And so it was really, I think it's important just to say there were really interesting stories that were being told by a stage 4 breast cancer group. And then I was really interested in hearing the conversation with the women who had worked in a plastics factory for many years. And that was both really fascinating and I think really wonderful to see, but also highlighted the kind of the put down of the people who were participating.
I guess I viewed that as like, not like these people are foolish, but like we're really misguided. I mean, maybe
what's the difference between foolish?
Well, like that one woman in the support group, they were so innocent. Yeah. Which isn't like that's not a good counter to that, but like the idea that you can't really blame them, I guess, like for not knowing, because I didn't know that until I watched this movie, exactly how they were connected. And so what's the difference between me like not knowing and them not knowing, but like doing something that they think they're doing something about it?
I agree, but I just felt like the way that they shot the scenes and the way that they, you know, the kind of music they had and everything about the portrayal was insulting.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I was just, I think I was just trying to see something different in it. I mean, there were definitely scenes where it was just like, they do look silly, like they're yelling ta-tas, like why are they, you know, but other times I felt like they were really, I mean, there were like only a few interviews, I guess, with very short interviews with people who were out walking, but I felt like they were trying to show that like they're there because like their mom had breast cancer or they had breast cancer, and like they're there to like support these people that they love, and this is about like sisterhood and building community. It's just like, to what end, I guess. But
well, and even when they were interviewing them, they all said, what do you want? A cure. And it was as if to highlight, that's exactly what you're not getting by your participation in this.
And I saw that as, like, in the film, they really tried to, like, look at how, like, we need to be focused on prevention, because by cure, what these huge foundations and, like, corporations mean is that we're going to create the drugs that you can take that will, like, make it so that you can live with breast cancer. But I don't think that your average person thinks about it like that. I think your average person thinks about it like they'll find breast cancer and, like, they'll get it out of me and it's gone forever. And so
precisely why someone who is not an average person, Nancy Brinker, and her comments that breast cancer could eventually be treated like as a disease you live with, like HIV, AIDS, or diabetes, was startlingly really off the mark. And
oh, especially because she acted like that would be the ideal, like that's the goal. And like, as someone who like lives with type 1 diabetes and takes like, I take drugs for that, you know, like, and it, like, really affects my life, and not, like, I'm not in some, like, utopian, like, you know, place where, like, I'm so glad that they found a cure. Like, I don't consider taking drugs for my diabetes having found a cure.
It's not
so,
a cure.
So I think, like, I just felt like these people that were being interviewed were, like, saying, like, we want a cure, but their idea of a cure is, like, very different from the ED of Susan G. Komen, and so
And the pharmaceutical.
So, and the pharmaceutical companies, yeah. So, I don't think it's wrong to want a cure.
Well, that, I think that is one of the points that the movie is making, is that you have millions of women who are raising millions of dollars, and they don't know where the money is going towards. And it's, they're trusting these foundations and these corporations to be doing the right thing with it. And instead, we should be questioning, where is it going? How is it working? How are the, how's the research being coordinated? What kind of, what do we mean by cure? And how do we get there?
Right.
I thought that the campaigns that the former ED of Breast Cancer Action talked about were really interesting. She talked about how their organization would mobilize their base and do email campaigns to make, for example, the makers of Yoplait aware of the RBH that they had in their products that was, you know, kind of flew in the face of their support of breast cancer research. But she didn't talk about how to extend the activism beyond her base to all these millions of people who clearly really care.
I do think, I feel like I was already sort of aware of being cynical about pink ribbons, and I feel like I did learn new things. I'm sort of, like Rachel was saying, a lot of the corporate ties and sort of backbending that these foundations are doing for these corporate sponsors is really disappointing. But yeah, it's just wondering how to sort of illuminate that more broadly, maybe. I think something that really cemented, or that came clear to me, was one of the spokeswomen was talking about how it's not the individual's responsibility to start using different products, but for the products themselves to not be toxic. Where is that?
Oh, that was from the segment of Annie Leonard's.
Influenced by the story of Steph, story of cosmetics.
I like that as well, because so often we're talking about eating organic, grow your own food, like if you really want to make sure that it doesn't have like carcinogens in it, or like buy this expensive makeup, but like most people can't do that. And I'd never heard it described like that exactly, just like tell the people who make the products that we're already buying to stop putting those things in those products. Of course that's what we should be doing instead of like creating more expensive alternatives. I did find that to be like kind of an inspiring point in the movie, like with the RBGH, like we can email and tell, is it Walmart that stopped making?
Stopped carrying
RBGH.
General Mills.
Yeah, that, like, that's huge. By even pointing out like that Revlon and Avon are both making makeup that causes cancer while also occasionally giving one penny from each item that's sold to breast cancer research. Like, let's tell them that they need to stop putting those ingredients in their makeup.
I felt like the theme of the movie was just waste and, you know, waste of people's potential and their energy and their enthusiasm and waste of, you know, research dollars. You know, where are they going? Why isn't research being better coordinated nationally and globally? And just the waste of a capitalist consumer society where there's just so much junk. I mean, we just saw image after image of pink stuff that's being created
out of plastic.
And, and I think that's really highlighted when at these rallies and walks, people talk about their accomplishments in terms of how much money they raised, but not in the treatments or like plans for action that are going to happen because of that money. And so it's like, you already succeeded in raising all this money, when really we see that that hasn't really made any difference in how women are treated with breast cancer.
I mean, the things that need, it's not that we need to like go out and like tell every woman at every breast cancer walk that she's doing the wrong thing. It's like we need to be targeting these like huge corporations that are like telling us what to do, and what they're telling us to do is not what's actually gonna like help get rid of breast cancer.
So who would you recommend this movie to?
I'm really looking forward to watching it again with my mother, who was diagnosed with breast cancer 4 years ago. And I also know that my husband, who's a radiologist, who is very interested in the pushing of mammograms as, and and the kind of myth of early detection will also enjoy watching it as well.
I do want other people to watch it, but I think what we were talking about early is going to make me sort of like really feel it out, and I'm worried about the alienating factor for people who do participate in Susan G. Komen events and stuff, and wondering and just figuring out the best way to approach it, or maybe to start discussing it.
Yeah, I would also be hesitant to watch it with someone who has raised a lot of money for Race for the Cure, because I don't want them to feel like the movie is devaluing their work.
Which it is. One of the reasons I'm looking forward to watching it with my mother is because I think that she was felt in the process of her diagnosis and treatment that being angry about having breast cancer was not okay, and that it was harmful to her to be angry and harmful in her recovery process, and also a wasteful emotion. But I think this movie validates that it's okay to be angry about having breast cancer, and there are ways to channel that anger that could be really productive.
I think I would also recommend it to people like myself who are interested in ties between the medical industry and corporate retail and these partnerships that the public isn't totally aware of, because I think this is a good example of this, how these corporate partnerships are affecting the health of women.
Definitely a very important movie to watch.
And I think it's important to watch it with a critical lens also. It's a little intense and maybe a little bit manipulative at certain points.
Any last thoughts on the movie?
It's really depressing to think of, like, something like the Yoplait, like, lids, where you have to, like, take it off your yogurt container and, like, clean it off and, like, put it in an envelope and put your, like, 45-cent stamp on it and send it in, and then it's, like, that's one penny that goes towards breast cancer research, and, like,
it cost you 45 cents.
The woman they were interviewing about that, she was, like, just by the time you eat, like, you know, 40 things of yogurt and send all these in, like, just, like, send them $30 instead.
I can't help being struck by the number of products that are partnering with foundations like Avon and Komen and trying to marry their brand with breast cancer research. Yeah. I mean, can we just, like, name some of the things? Like, I mean,
toilet paper.
Like the NFL, for example.
Yeah.
The KFC bucket of...
Bucket of fried chicken, pink chicken. Tennis balls. I mean, I've known for years that pink toilet, like, coloring toilet paper is not good for the environment or for people. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, all kinds of Tic Tacs, energy drinks, you know, special kinds of soda. I mean...
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Wine bottles. I mean, I think cars, there motorcycles.
Were cars and, like, vacuum cleaners. I feel like there were semi-trucks.
Fire trucks,
cement trucks.
I mean, at what point does it all just become just frighteningly ridiculous?
If you're in Portland, you can catch this movie screening at the Portland International Film Festival. It's screening next week on the 22nd and the 25th at Cinema 21 and Witzel Auditorium, respectively. So if you go to nwfilm.org, it's the website, and you can check out more details about how to get tickets.
Visit bitchmedia.org/audio for this podcast and more, and make sure to check out our current subscription campaign, where you can save up to 20% off your subscription, as well as everything we have in our online store. So thanks for listening, and see you next week.